You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Okay, so for this podcast episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out a card from the Power of Surrender Cards Oracle deck, a 52-card deck to transform your life by letting go. Letting go, letting go, letting go. Nope, and we have Veda in the background crunching away on her food, so you might be entertained with that as well. These cards are by Judith Orloff, MD. And with this card that I pull, I am going to post it on my website as well, so you can check that out, tabithastitt.com or theselfhelppsychic.com, so that way you can get a visual of it. Also, but let's focus on surrendering something this week. So this week, so whether you're watching this a year from now, from when it was posted, or you're watching it on a Sunday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, doesn't matter. So for a full week, this is the surrender card for you. And please, as always, take it as you will, what resonates with you, what does not, apply it to your own life. Let's see what spirit has for us, for you, in this very moment. We do ask to receive a card that will help us surrender what it is that would be most helpful, most beneficial, and always for the highest good. So if you could see me, usually what I do is I will keep shuffling until a card pops out. But, as soon as I said that, a card popped out. But I was going to say, if it doesn't, eventually I'll just end up picking one that kind of stands out to me, or maybe it's like protruding out of the deck a little bit. But here we go. Here we go. Surrender to creativity. Oh my gosh. I know that I am needing this. My soul is needing this in all ways. Oh my goodness. I've never actually received this card, I don't think. So it's a beautiful woman. Girl, gal, lady in a white gown standing in a field that looks not a cornfield, maybe wheat of some sort. And she has this gorgeous mirror in front of her, and she is holding it, but it is facing outward. This mirror is facing outward, so she's not looking into the mirror per se. And in the mirror, you can see that there's all these gorgeous butterflies that are actually in the mirror. So there's a couple butterflies in front of the mirror, but when you peer into it, there's a ton of butterflies. So it's almost as if it's a whole other world that you can escape into, that you can see. And it says on the card, let your imagination soar. Stay open to all creative ideas about how to pursue a dream or solve a problem. So let your imagination soar. That was what my mom would tell me all the time about your imagination. She would say, Tabitha, go outside and use your imagination. Now you don't have to go outside, but I will say that's where my imagination takes off as well. Usually when I'm sitting in my hot tub in the middle of the night and I'm looking up at either the stars or the trees or out into the garden, and I'm just drifting away, my thoughts, my ideas are taking me away, and it's like it's a whole nother world, is it not? And so you can allow your imagination to take you somewhere rather than being constructive about it. So perhaps instead of having an idea at the very beginning, say, I ask you, spirit, God, my higher self, consciousness, to allow for my imagination to take me somewhere where my subconscious needs to go, somewhere where my soul would benefit, somewhere perhaps unexpected, This actually reminds me of a dream that I just woke up to. Oh my gosh, it was so great. I can't reveal it. I cannot reveal my dream. Not the details, at least, because I think that that's something that I need to dig a little deeper into. This dream. So that's also part of the imagination. It's this collectiveness of all aspects of yourself coming together, revealing the secrets to you, revealing perhaps what it is that you want, revealing what it is that you desire on a deeper level, revealing what the soul is calling for you to explore, to experience, or maybe it's just unlocking something. Maybe this imagination, this dream, is just unlocking. It's revealing a secret to you. It's revealing this part of you that is wanting more of you. It's needing you as the creative outlet to experience. And so you are being invited to surrender to creativity for a full week, at least. And one thing I do want to mention is that creativity is healing. Art is healing. And you may have heard of that before, but I really, really mean it. I know that with the trauma, the different deaths, grief, everything just really accumulates. And allowing yourself to immerse in an activity that doesn't require so much constructive or practical thought, but instead it's more intuitive. It's just allowing, it's flowing with spirit, right? So you're getting in a flow state. You're just moving along with it. That is healing. That is what we essentially are here to do, is it not? To allow ourselves to experience, to heal, to be in this creative space. And creativity can mean anything to you. It can mean, you know, drawing, painting, but it can also mean writing. It can mean speaking. It can be meditating. It could be building. It could be sanding a table. You know, I'm thinking about getting a dining room table, and I definitely don't want new. I definitely don't want a new set, but I thought maybe if I get something that looks a little beat up, I could always sand it and restain it or reseal it. I could paint it. So you can make it your own, right? So you can make this piece your own. That's creativity as well. So making something that's already fantastic, that's already good, and then transforming it into something a little better, something more aligned with your vision, with what calls to you. And so that is the message for you, my dear, is to step into your creativity. And maybe that word doesn't resonate with you. So stepping into imagination, stepping into this outlet, into an outlet, into something new, into something different. So allowing yourself to flow with it, to be with it, and to surrender to it, and surrender in a good way, right? So just allowing, a letting, allowing, and so it is. So if you feel called, feel free to reach out to me to receive a reading, to dig deeper. We can look into that, because certainly as the self-help psychic, I do help you more in your personal development area, more in really any area of your life, but it's more on a creative path. It's more about what is your soul asking you to focus on and to learn more about that, because that's what we have. We have ourselves, we have our body, we have our souls. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.